We believe that He is here when we praise Him in song, and that's why we sing, and that's why we only sing the a cappella music, the music of the church. That's why we do it, because it is and was the music of the church. When I go back and look at the temple worship, I see that Hezekiah restored the temple worship. He brought back in the priests and the Levites because that was the prescribed way. He brought back in the way they worshiped because that was the prescribed way. There was the use of the instrumental music in their worship because that was the prescribed way. But John Calvin helps us a lot in his comments on that. He says it would be to praise God with the use of the instrument in praises of God would be no more suitable than to burn the incense or to restore the other shadows of the law. In other words, the use of that instrument was connected with the old Levitical system. We don't live under the Levitical system. We do not worship under the old covenant worship. We live under the new covenant, and we worship new covenant worship. The Bible tells us that there's a new will, Hebrews 9, 14 to 17. The Bible says that the Lord nailed that old covenant, the old way, the old system, to His cross, Colossians 2 and verse 14. And so we stop and see that Jesus went to the synagogue, as was His custom. What was it like in the synagogue? There were many things they did not have in the synagogue. There wasn't the sacred priesthood. There were not the sacrifices. There was not the altar, the burning of incense, and there was no mechanical instruments. What did they do when Jesus would go, as was His practice? Here's what they would do. They would read the Word and they would study it. They would pray and they would sing. Jesus would gather regularly and do those very things. And then we look at the New Covenant worship of the New Testament church. And what would they do? The Bible clearly tells us that they would sing. They would sing praises to God. How would they sing? They would sing, 1 Corinthians 14, 15, with the spirit and with the understanding or with the mind, just like Jesus said it would happen in John 4, verse 24. And they would offer to God continually the sacrifice of praise, that is, the fruit of lips that give thanks to His name, Hebrews 13, 15. All sacred scripture testifies to that truth. And all sincere scholars will also testify to that truth. That's why we sing these praises to God. Why? Because He's present. And He has told us that's what He wants.